Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and the Houghton County Fair is right around the corner. Coming up later here on this week here, as we're meeting here on Sunday, joining me right now to talk about the fair is Will Dorman and Bonnie DeCare-Jones from the Fair Board. Welcome, folks. I can't wait to this weekend, I tell you.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Will, you've got a great job. I out of all the jobs for the fair, I think I might envy yours a little bit until, of course, I would have it. Then you would tell me it's not as much fun as it seems. So you handle a lot of the action that's going on.
Yes. Yes, I do. The motorsports stuff, pretty much all mine.
All right. How's it going so far this year?
So far, everything's going great. We've got a lot of interest in the events that we're having. There's always room for more, but everything's going great so far.
And Bonnie, you know, we're only a few days away from the start of the fair. I imagine this is a very busy time getting everything sort of in order for those last minute details.
Yes, it is. We've had registration for livestock, and we had all of our livestock has been registered now, and we had the final day for registration for all of the open division. So everything is all scheduled for the fair, and we're all ready to go.
All right. Well, let's jump right in it, because the most common question that anybody would have if they got a chance to talk to you is, what's going to be new at the fair? So what's going to happen today or happen this year?
Well, we've got a new carnival this year. Skirbeck Entertainment Group is going to be with us this year. They're bringing approximately 20 rides and some rides that we've never seen before. And they're really talking about something called the Supernova 360. And we've all decided at the fairgrounds that none of us have the guts to get on it. It's some kind of a pendulum type thing that swings and then ends up doing 360s, and then the chairs in the thing swing themselves. So it's kind of a three-ring circus, and the kids are going to love it. And then they have also a ride called the Cliffhanger. They have something this year, a mega ride pass, where you can ride all the rides you want to your little heart's content for the whole weekend. And if you buy it prior to the fair starting, it's $50.
Oh, that's a good deal.
If you like riding, that's the deal to go with, yes. And then if you wait until after the fair starts, then the pass is $60.
All right. Well, still, that's not
but
a bad price
that,
at all.
You can get that at the fair office. It's on sale there at the Houghton County Fair Office. We also have a new thing this year, a semi-trailer, like a 5-million-gallon fish tank, and it's going to be full of sharks. And so that's going to be something new for us to see here. I mean, how often do youpers get to see sharks?
Yeah, when I first saw that in some sort of, I mean, it must have been one of your Fair Board press releases about, you know, what's been going on. And I saw that and I said, holy moly, you know, a shark encounter up here. And I thought that was going to be just incredible thing to see. I have seen, you know, something similar to that. But, of course, I saw it in Florida. So, you know, it's neat that it's here.
It's the guy is going to do three shows a day, and it's going to be open all during the fair, so you can go by and watch the fish swim all day. But he actually goes in the tank and has a show from inside the tank. And I'm thinking to myself, there's no way that I would get in water that has something that big, that has teeth that big. I'm not. So he's really gutsy, but it should be fun to see, because we don't get to see stuff like that up here.
Right.
And then Whispering Pines is going to be back again with the petting zoo, so we'll have them. And then also we are not having a queen pageant this year, but we're having a youth talent show, and it's going to be 6:30 on Thursday night, and it's for class one is for ages 12 and under, and class two is for ages 13 to 19. And there will be monetary prizes amounting to over $600 for the kids that are placing in their class. So they have to register at the fair office, because they're going to have a rehearsal on the Wednesday night right before the fair.
And that's open to boys and girls
now? That's open to anybody. There's no residency requirements, so they can come from Ontonagon, Berriga. They can come from anywhere.
Okay.
and do this.
Now, I've been seeing that a lot with, not only with fairs, but other festivals. A lot of them transferring over from the Queen Pageant to, the talent show format. In your discussions, what was the reason behind that?
Well, it just seemed to lose interest. There wasn't, the numbers kept going down year after year, less and less contestants. And we found there was more interest in a talent show. We had people coming out of our ears for talent contests. So we decided to go in that venue because we thought we would maybe entertain a lot more people with a lot more youth and show off the absolutely awesome talent we have here in the UP.
It certainly makes sense. I mean, times do change, and what people want to see changes too. So it's a good thing that the fair adjusts, accordingly to that.
We have to keep up with the people, and they're not looking at the things they looked at 50 years ago.
Right. So, well, I'm glad that the Petting Zoo is still going to be there, and we'll continue on the list of new things, just because I saw how much fun that was for, the kids too, last year. And I love the reptile house going through there. My daughter went in, last year, if they have it again, they had the bird house. Mm-hmm. And she stood out there with birds just landing on her like she's Snow White or something, and just covered in birds. And really, it's still, if you ask her, about the funnest times that she's had, that's one of them that she brings up. Oh, I loved going into that birdhouse at the fair.
Mm-hmm. I love walking around the fair and listening to people and listening to kids, especially like around that petting zoo. The kids they never saw a live goat, or they never saw a live camel or what, and they're just in awe at these, and they can actually put their hands on them and touch them. And of course, they're standing there like little gophers waiting, feed me, So they're quite eager to be petted. And it's fun. It's just, I love going to the fair and seeing people that you only see once a year. And just, it's a communication thing. Everybody gabs.
Well, that was the biggest thing that I've noticed is you go there, that's the largest gathering in Houghton County, or probably the whole Keweenaw, for that is that's where everybody seems to go at least once a year. And if you just sit there, the whole Keweenaw will pass you by at some point, and you get to see people you don't see very often, and you get to see things that you don't see, like the sharks and things of that nature. It's really enjoyable. Wonderful fair.
I'm interested to see the lineup of rides that this group brings out. It's changed a couple of times over the 5 years that I've been here, and I learned last year that I now have to retire from the most extreme rides. I've always been a roller coaster junkie. I've enjoyed going fast and going upside down, and really the more intense the better. And last year I went on their premier ride, and I never wanted to get off a ride so much. And I said, this must be what it feels like if you're in a plane that's crashing, And of course, everybody else just loved it. And, I got off and I said, I think that that's a sign. I think that, the tilt-a-whirls and stuff like that are still good enough.
Are you going to sell tickets for people to come watch you on that supernova?
I don't know if I'd get off of it. I might have to kiss my family goodbye if I was getting on it. But, the kids certainly love it. And the fact that they can get an extreme ride like those, up here without having to travel to Six Flags to, to Wisconsin, mm-hmm. some of the other places, that they can get that kind of experience here is really, really sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I also wanted to mention, I want to invite everybody to our livestock auction on Saturday at 4:30. We're selling 18 lambs, 14 hogs, and 8 beef steer this year. So there's going to be an opportunity to buy a hog, a beef cow, or lambs for everybody. And you don't have to have one person buy. You can have 2, 3, 4, or 5 people buy an animal, and you can split it. And we do all the paperwork right there at the fair that says how you want it cut up. The animal gets hauled down to Rainbow Packing Company, and it comes back in a couple of weeks, and then you just pick up your meat. So it's simple, and it's the best meat you will ever, ever eat. I guarantee it.
I bet. Remember, that's what, something I learned last year. Do you remember sitting here? And I thought you got to take the animal home. I was like, what are you going to do with the cow? You know, if we buy a cow, but you know, certainly there's no way if I was, you know, to take one of those lambs home that it was ever going to end up on the dinner table. So you know, I was actually intrigued, and you know, I'm a city boy, so you know, these things catch me by surprise. But then, yeah, that would make sense if you know, I wouldn't be able to, you know, eat all the meat that comes from, you know, even one of those animals. I mean, it'd be like with people mm-hmm. that, you know, bag a deer and, you know, you've got so much venison, you're just passing it out to your friends. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you had a prearranged agreement where you can split it up, then that would be pretty neat.
Yeah, that makes more sense because, like you said, I'm by myself now, too. So there's no way that I would want to buy even a half an animal. So I'd have to find somebody to split it with. But that's all totally arranged. Please come to the fair and support the kids because they have worked for the whole year, some of them 2 years with the cattle, to get them to the fair. And most of the kids put this money into their college fund. And I've known a couple of kids that they paid for their college education just from their market wow. animals.
Are we going to see chickens this
we
year?
We have poultry back this good. Year. Yes, poultry. So we'll have chickens and ducks and geese and all the good stuff. I get to do the pelorum testing again. I had a year off, but now this year I got to go back to work again. So, yep, we'll have the barns full again.
I also, you know, all the exciting stuff going on is great, but I like the, for lack of a better word, some of the more quainter things. What you have got going on inside the arena building, the different shows that are going on, the vendors and other things to visit and kind of slow down because it can't always be going on the, you know, the really fast rides that you can kind of enjoy some of these other things.
Yeah, we've got the Senior Citizen Day again, and it's going to be in the indoor arena. And we're having in there, we're going to have the Chas Lions Club is going to be providing a free kids site screening on Saturday. The kids will look into this certain instrument, and if they have any vision problems, the parents will be told about it and they can get it fixed. Also in the indoor, we're having on Saturday from 10 to 6, this is new this year, we're going to have an arts and crafts area where there'll be a wide variety of items available for purchase. And this is going to be the first of its kind for the Houghton County Fair. And we hope you will come and support our local artists and crafters. We're hoping to have a really good turnout for that.
I think they've got 18 booths already signed up for
it? I think that's what it was, yes.
So, yeah, there's going to be a pretty large turnout.
Mm-hmm. So what about the, let's talk about the motorized.
Okay, I'd like to go over the, excuse me, on Thursday, 7 p.m., the motocross races, always a big draw, and then on Friday, let's see here, Friday, 6 o'clock is the farm tractor pull. They always have that lasts quite a while, there's always a lot of people in that, and then at 8 p.m. is the off-road derby, which is a big event and new this year. Along with the off-road derby, we're going to have side-by-side races, UTV races. Oh. That's something new this year. That's sponsored by Houghton Power Sports. And we've had some people. I've been fielding a few calls on that. We can always use more racers. So you can go to Houghton County Fair website and download the for any of the fair programs, you can download the paperwork to sign up for that. Let's see, Saturday, the monster trucks at 7:30. The halftime show of that's going to be the four-wheel drive tug of war. We've got a couple of spots left open for that. So any of you local guys that have your trucks out and you think they're big and bad, well, we want to see it. You're going to have one of the largest crowds to show off in front of, so get signed up for that. Some of the monster trucks that are going to be there, we're going to have the War Eagle, the heavy hitter, Reckless Driving, and the Dog Pound's going to be there. So some good entertainment on Saturday. Then on Sunday, 2 p.m., is the Demolition Derby. That's in the main arena. And also something new this year is the RC car races. They're going to be going on between 3 and 4 times a day throughout the fair. It's going to be outside. They've got a track set up. It's like 100 by 50 track. They're like 24-inch long RC cars. Anybody can race them. You're up against 6 to 8 other people. You race. If you win, they keep your information. And then on Sunday at 3:45, all the winners from all the races come back, and you have a race-off for the grand champion. And if you win, you get a trophy and some other things. So that's free to do. Just show up. You can be an adult, a kid, or an adult kid, whatever, and come out, have some fun, cheer on. They're sponsored. All the cars are sponsored by local businesses. They're all made up like a NASCAR. They have their logos on them and all this. So come out, cheer on one of your favorite businesses, or the dad, the mom, the kid, whoever's driving. Make a lot of noise for them. I do want to say there is no cost for the remote control cars. The tug of war, the halftime show for there, that's doesn't cost anything to enter. Then of course the off-road derby, the side by sides, that does cost, and so does the motocross event. So, but there's going to be a lot of, we try to get new things in to keep things fresh, but then there's some standbys that, you know, if people want to see it, we're going to try to have what people want.
Awesome. The drivers, I always kind of wondered, is pretty much most of the people that participate, and even in with like the monster trucks, are they local, or do people travel from, you know, different parts of the state and the region to take part in these things?
The motocross racers, they're from all over. You'll get them from Wisconsin. It is probably one of the largest for the local riders. The guys that do it once a year that aren't the AMA riders, they come out. It's your time. It's the one time of the year that it's close. It doesn't cost them a lot in travel expenses. They get to come out and kind of show off their stuff. So the local guys, you know, come out, watch them. There's some talent here from last year I was watching. There's some talented local riders we have here. So all of the monster truck guys, I don't think there's any local ones here, but they're from around. The tractor pull, which, while not the highest speed event out there, they're from all over. If you got a tractor, they'll find a class for you. And it's fun. You get bragging rights, but you just get to sit around and, you know, talk tractors. And some of the conversations last year were just hilarious. You know, people talking about, oh, back in the day I did this and that. And they're out there with grandpa's tractor they've restored. And it's just kind of a trip down memory lane. And it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, when the crowd's watching these events, you know, I always wonder if their mindset is the same as the drivers. You know, the drivers want to win the race, where the people that are in the stands just want to see something really cool.
Yeah. And a lot of times it's carnage is what the fans want to see, and the drivers probably the farthest, except for the Derby. Now, the drivers and the crowd, the spectators at the Demolition Derby, they're both pretty much focused on the same thing. Let's see, you know, how bad we can tear things up. And from personal experience, it's great. If you got anything that's bothering you, save it up for the fair. Jump in a Derby car, and it's great stress relief.
Is that similar to bumper cars?
Yes, it is. only, you know,
an adult version of bumper cars.
Save up your road rage. But it is. It's a lot of fun. A lot of the cars, you know, they're going to get crushed if they don't do this. They usually get crushed afterwards. Come out and have fun. And it's fun to watch. I mean, there's some times when they're crashing into each other that it's like, oh man, you know, that has to hurt. And it does, but it's also, they have the safety equipment things, the the officials, they keep it safe. I mean, there's firemen, there's fire extinguishers. They pay attention, and it's just a good time.
The whole fair is really such a good time. Enjoying those shows, enjoying the rides. I'm kind of a sucker for fair food. So,
One time a year you're allowed. You're allowed one time a year.
Yeah, you just can't get that everywhere. And when you walk in and you walk past the 4-H exhibit hall there, and you just have that line of vendors, you know, from the Greek food to, you know, the Coney dog. I mean, everything there. The fries, you know, whoever has those fries.
The Bloomin' Onion, and you got to have the elephant ears.
Yeah.
Once a year. Yep.
Yeah, and it's perfectly allowed. I mean, I've been on a strict diet here for the last several months, and I got a note from my doctor. I'm allowed to eat anything for the fair that I want. It won't hurt.
So. I never plan any blood tests for 3 months after the fair. You know, that way, hopefully, everything gets cleaned back out again.
I want to make sure that we get a chance to talk about what it will cost to go to the fair, and especially what you can save if you plan ahead.
Okay, ending on the 24th, that's the day before the fair, you can get pre-tickets at a special price. Adult 4-day ticket is $17, and a child ticket that's 7 to 15 years old is $10. And then starting the day of the fair, the 25th, an adult daily ticket that's for someone 16 and over is $7, a youth is $5, and 6 and under are free. Adult 4-day is $20, and a child 4-day is $12. A 1-day family pass, which includes 2 adults and 4 children between 7 and 15, is $20. And you can get all your tickets from the fair office, Northwoods, Superior National Banks, any of the outlets, Bookworm, and Swift's.
And there's no charge for parking.
Nope. Right?
Okay. And the as you mentioned earlier, the rides are separate. Those you would buy once you get inside.
Yes, all the food and all the rides you have to pay when you get in the door.
All right. You know, the reason why I like the pass is because there's, you know, I'm not the kind that really likes to go and just spend 4 straight days at the fair. I mean, I got other things I have to get done, but I like being able to come and go and choosing, all right, I'm going to hit this on Friday, this on Saturday afternoon, and then I'm going to come back, you know, early on Sunday and then catch that, you know, and work my weekend a lot, you know, kind of like that. So the open pass works good for me. Plus, if your stomach starts rumbling, you're feeling you might need a salad after eating the fair food, and you want to leave and get something to eat and then come back, you can do that too. You can sort of plan your whole weekend a little bit better and not have to worry about, you know, spending one entire day. Of course, you can. People do. But I mean, you know. But
the fair board members, I'll tell you, this is the best group of people I have ever in my life worked with.
Really?
They put in thousands of hours each for the whole year planning this fair. So if you see any fair members, board members, please give them your gratitude, because they've put in a lot of hours to put this on, and none of them get paid a dime. And we do it for the love of doing it.
And Bonnie, I think about 3 years ago, we were talking about that they needed some new blood there for the fair board, that, you know, it was a concern that we weren't getting, you know, newer people to join up and help out with this.
We have new blood. Yes, Will, as a matter of fact, is one of our new people, and we've got some other new board members. And it's not the theory of this is the way we've done it and this is the way we'll always do it. This group is willing to try anything, and they're more than willing to keep things updated and moving to keep the customers coming in.
That's very true. Of all the fair boards I've worked with, getting on this one, they're the most forward-thinking, open to new suggestions. It isn't just the status quo. It's actually getting, you know, new ideas. Whatever somebody's got, at least it gets listened to. It gets talked about. One thing I did want to say real quick is that all of the, and I'm sure most people know it, but all of the events, once you pay to get in the gate, all of the events, as far as in the arena, everything, they're all free. So, you know, it's the best deal in town for entertainment. You pay to get in the gate, and you can watch any of the events going on. Don't cost you anything extra.
All right, and you know, being that we only have 25 minutes, but we didn't even get to really talk about the music that's being provided, the different bands that are going to be there. I'm sure there's, you know, some of the other shows and things that we didn't really get to cover. All I could say is, you know, come to the fair and find out. But if you want to look ahead, Monty, is there a good place to be able to do that? To, you know, we're looking at a giant sheet here of events. Can people get a look at this ahead of time?
We have schedule of events all around Houghton Hancock. Just look, their Houghton County Fair schedule of events. There, a lot of people are handing them out. So, and if you don't see one, go to HoughtonCountyFair.com on the internet, and there'll be a schedule of events there.
Fair begins on this Thursday, 3 p.m. I believe the doors open up,
yes,
correctly?
It does.
All right. Will and Bonnie, thanks so much for coming on the show. It's always fun talking about the fair.
Well, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.